Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal, where we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Joining me in the Radio Alabama studio this morning here in Sylacauga is Mr. Jesse Cleveland. Jesse, welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Jesse is a well-known leader, along with his wife, Miss Priscilla, here in Sylacauga. They're highly loved, highly regarded for all the many things that they contribute to our community. And we just appreciate what you do, and want to thank you for that, Jesse. You and Priscilla both.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Now, you've been an educator, a city mayor, municipal government figure, and a community citizen at large. And you grew up here in Alabama.
Correct.
Whereabouts?
I was born in Selma, Alabama, but I grew up in Greensboro, Alabama. And I would say from age 4 on to where I left to go to college, and really only returned for a couple of years, then I moved to Sylacauga. Yeah.
So where'd you go to college?
I went to college for my undergrad study at Alabama State University.
ASU, good deal.
And then I went to UAB for my master's in AA, and then I did some studies at the University of Florida in Earth and Space Science.
Earth and Space Science?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yes.
So the amazing campus down in Montgomery for ASU. I was down there a few years ago, and just watching that university come along and just offering some great programs to folks.
It has really changed since we were there. Yeah. My wife and I, that's where I met Priscilla.
Really? Yeah. So both ASU alumni.
Absolutely.
Good deal. So you were principal going to your career as an educator, principal at East Highlands Middle School.
Correct.
And then later assistant principal at Sylacauga High School. So what about those years as an educator? That was that was quite an era of change and within education and the communities and all. How do you reflect on those years?
Well, first of all, I came to Sylacauga primarily. I was hired to integrate Sylacauga High School back in the 60s before integration and took its full bliss here in the city. And I was told primarily that was my purpose. Reuben Porch called me in for the interview, and I was interviewing as a biology teacher at Sylacauga High School.
Mm-hmm.
This is back in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed in that role until 1970 when I became assistant principal of the high school. They were trying to integrate school systems. And back in those days, where they had a white principal, they wanted a black assistant and vice versa. And so I was hired to be the, quote, black assistant principal at Sylacauga High School in 1970.
Yeah.
And I stayed there for a total of 7 years and became principal of the middle school, East Highland Middle School.
Okay.
And I stayed there until I retired from public education.
So how many total years in public education?
Actually, I worked 28 years, and I had 2 years of college work study and a college and 1 year of annual sick leave. So I retired with 2 years in education.
Well, thank you for doing that, because education, I cannot overstate how important education is to the foundation of our nation and our community. So thanks for, and especially in the times of the challenges that I'm sure we could all think about back in the 60s to do what needed to be done.
Yes, how well do I know that, you know.
So you later served on Sylacauga City Council and then ran for mayor in 1994, and stayed in that office till the year 2000. So what about making the jump from educator to a municipal government?
Well, I actually started out back in 1980 as a candidate for city government, for city council.
Yeah,
that was during the time when we came from an at-large city to a district. I ran at-large in 1980 for District 4 in Sylacauga, and I won that district. And then, of course, here again, I was the first African-American to become a city council member for the city of Sylacauga. And a couple of years later, I became the president of city council. And I did that until I was finally appointed, I would say, as the mayor when Mr. Payton, Mayor Payton died.
James Payton, yeah, I knew James.
Yeah, he died suddenly at a water accident.
Yeah,
I was preparing to go fishing, do some night fishing with some of my friends here in Sylacauga, and I got the call that afternoon when I was out rethreading my line on my rod and reel,
yeah.
And found out that he had died, and that transition took place.
Yeah,
the starting that afternoon to the very next day.
Yeah, tragic loss with James Payton, but you stepped up then to take the reins of the city.
Yes,
at a time when there was loss and a lot of challenge. So, in your role in terms of being a city council person and mayor, what differences and opportunities did you see that you would say, you know, marked or were hallmarks of that time and period that you were in municipal government?
Well, there are a lot of opportunities still out there. One of the things that the city needed more than anything else, it needed diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you well know, in the world that we live in, diversity is very, very important. What happened back in those days, whether they were thinking more or less diversity. And I think so. Even when I was hired here to be a teacher, my race was, you know, we were split, we were divided. There was an East Highland, there was a Sylacauga High School. But it was time for that jump to quit. You know, let's all move under the same roof and let's all get the same kind of education that,
right.
That we need to get. So when I became the mayor, all I could do is kind of transform some of the skills that I had learned in education. That was a great opportunity to transfer those skills over to city government. And I used those skills quite well, I thought, to get some things done. And it's all about, you know, how did I use the early training that I received to get me to where I was at that stage.
Right.
And
So growing up in Selma and Greensboro and then coming on to Sylacauga gave you a lot of life experience that.
Well, before coming to Sylacauga, you may not be in my resume that, you know, I spent 3 years in professional baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? I remember that now.
Yeah.
Bad on me for not finding that out. Tell us about that.
No, I never really made up to the big league. I was drafted back in 1965.
Wow.
And by the Cardinals, and I played when they're minor league down in Florida in Sarasota for 3 years and got cut because I just got to a point I lost my ability to throw a baseball.
Yeah.
My arm, and I still have a lot of problems with it today.
Sure.
But when I left baseball, I went home to teach for a couple of years, and this is when I was discovered by Mr. Lawson, because my wife, Priscilla, as you know her,
mm-hmm.
was working for Robert E. Lawson at East Highland High School in Sylacauga. We got married, and I was there and she was here. And it was about time that that marriage got changed. We needed,
sure.
We needed to be together. And so she was either going to move to West Alabama or I was going to move here. My choice was to let her stay put. She was pleased with what she was doing. I was used to change. And I think that's one of the reasons why that being in professional baseball and having a lot of experience with the other race, as
right.
the administration put it at that time, gave me an up on taking that job to integrate, because I've had prior experience of dealing with white youngsters and white leadership.
Good deal.
Before getting here.
Well, quite an experience. Again, bad on me that I had failed to put that into our discussion, but thank you for bringing it up, because that is so important.
Well, that was the link
yeah,
that
yeah.
That
really so you hung up the cleats found Miss Priscilla, and then came into the role of being an educator here in Sylacauga, and we're glad you did that.
Yes, so. By all means.
Okay. Hey, we're talking to Jesse Cleveland in the Radio Alabama studios and the Bull Gap Journal. We've talked about Jesse's life, living here in Alabama, coming to Sylacauga, his role as an educator through some very tumultuous times, facing challenges, and then moving into city government where, he sought to make a difference. And I think a lot of us in this community can see it and feel those differences and thank Jesse and his wife, Miss Priscilla, for those things. In the second segment, we're going to come back and we're going to really focus on Jesse's commitment to community values that he sees important to us both as a leader or a community citizen. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bull Gap Journal, and we're here with Jesse Cleveland this morning, a longstanding and well-known figure in the Sylacauga community. You know, in the first segment, we talked about Jesse's years as an educator and then moving into being the mayor of municipal government, but we missed one thing in that transition that's very important. Jesse, you spent some time at Talladega College. I'll have you go ahead and put your headset on there. Good deal. So tell us about that transition. I want to pick that up as we go forward.
Okay, Bob, thank you. Yes, I officially retired from public education in 1992. And that was primarily to go to Talladega College to help them establish an education program for that school. And I got a call when I was down in Mexico doing some accreditation stuff for Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. I was down in Mexico for about 2 weeks and doing that. And I got that call, and when I came back, I went in for an interview, and they hired me at Talladega College to become the curriculum specialist for their development of this new education program. I was there for going into my third year when Mayor Payton died. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I was city council president, and I had an option when he died to either quit my job, become mayor of Sylacauga, or stay on with the job I had. So my choice was to quit Talladega College. I came home and became the mayor, and I was the mayor for a total of 6 years.
Yeah. So a commitment to community and the town of Sylacauga.
Well,
you saw that as...
Here again, I saw an opportunity to show a little bit more diversity for our city.
And to make a difference.
Yep. Yes, and when you're in those positions, a lot of eyes are on you, so you have to be on your game.
But that's good. Absolutely. It's good to be held accountable to be on your game. You know, I appreciate that so much.
Yes.
That's good.
Absolutely. And here again, it gave me an opportunity to fight for more diversity in departments, in leadership, on committees and different groups in the city. And I just believe the good Lord planted me there to do those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So now in retirement, you're a chairman of the Sylacauga Healthcare Authority and board president of the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement.
Well, I just came off president of the hospital board.
Okay.
I served the last 2 years, and then Dr. Bowen picked up at the end of my leadership there. Mm-hmm.
So in looking at all of this, the things that you did, professionally as an educator and in municipal government, and then the things that you do now, it's very obvious to me that you've got a deep sense of commitment to the community and doing things that make a positive difference, doing things that make a difference. Is that true?
That is very, very true. I just don't see anyone being in a role of the ones that I've served in over the years, and not trying to make a difference, not mm-hmm. wanting to see your community improve, and to pull others up by their bootstraps and put them in position where they can lead as well and be a service to their community. That is if they have a desire to do so.
Sure.
You know, so many people want to sit back and be observers and be the fifth quarterback.
Yep.
But, you need to be on the cutting edge of,
yep.
of making sure that things get done and have a hand in that. And it goes back to what I've said all along, you know, showing some diversity. I think the more diverse we are in things that we do, the stronger.
I couldn't agree more. I think diversity is our strength. And unfortunately today, I think many people try to make diversity a weakness for us, but yeah. it's not. Diversity is a strength.
That's the biggest strength that we can.
I just hate it when people start trying to put the divisive thing in there to take us apart. And I just hate to see that happen.
That should not be. And that's one of the reasons why I took on so many leadership roles. You know, I was out there, you know, and people wanted me to serve. And it's hard for me to say no because, you know, there are opportunities there.
Yeah.
And it's opportunities to bring what skills you have to your community and help your community to grow.
Right. And I liked what you said about being in the cutting edge. You know, there's a point of where leaders need to be on the leading edge.
Yes.
I mean, leaders need to be on the leading edge. So I appreciate, your thoughts there and what you, what you offered about, being on that cutting leading edge. So.
Absolutely. That's the place to be.
Yep. So I think where we're going in this conversation is, we talk about strong and resilient communities and in making a difference. Tell us why it's so important for our communities to have that strength and resiliency and come together in a common good.
Well, when you look at a community such as Sylacauga, when I moved here, I saw a lot of good things going on here, and that's why I moved my family here. I wanted to see a lot of good things continue. I saw a community that always pulled together when there was a need. I saw a community that believed in education. When I look at the stages of parental involvement with their kids in preschool and elementary school and how involved parents were in those situations with their children, how I saw Little League programs being sponsored and supported by various groups in the city and the civic organizations that were developing the city and what they were doing to carry on the needs of folks in this city. All those things amazed me because I did not come from a community where the strength of those programs were right there for kids. And it helped me to develop a sense of wanting it to be involved. So that's one of the main reasons why I got involved and stayed involved and because I felt like I had something to offer.
Sure.
And I just jumped in there when the opportunity came.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said you had so much to offer. You did, and you still do. So, I think the elements of this conversation show us that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I got involved in city government from a guy by the name of John Newberry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever met John. He was city clerk for the city of Sylacauga, and he is the one who came to my office at East Highland many, many years ago in 1980 and asked me to consider running for city government. And my answer to him, well, I had to go talk to my family first before I make that decision and give you an answer. And not only did I talk to my family, I talked to my superintendent at the time, which was Joe Morton. And so after I got
Joe Morton,
after I got a nod from those two entities to do it, I decided, yes, I will.
So made that leap.
I made that leap. Yeah. I'm not sorry that I did at all.
Well, I think there are so many of us who are glad that you did, and that you joined up with Miss Priscilla as your partner in this community. So, you know, Jesse, thanks for chatting with us today. As we go through growing up in South Alabama, Selma, Alabama, and going to Greensboro, and then a stint in professional baseball, some back to university training, and then a public educator and a municipal government person, and now just a great community citizen at large.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do, and we appreciate it so much. So, once you know, in a few months, let's come back, and this is a conversation we need to continue. So, that would be great.
Well, being on the outside looking in now, I retire from a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Well, me too. Yeah. But we can't quit.
No, I think about it often. You know, yeah. Age is becoming a factor, and health is becoming a factor.
Well, I understand, but what we're going to do is get as much from Jesse as we can get while we can still get it.
Okay.
How's that?
Maybe that's some length that we haven't discovered yet.
Good deal. Okay. Hey, we've been talking to Jesse Cleveland, again, well-known community citizen and an element of stability in this Sylacauga community. And Jesse, thanks for being with us this morning and sharing your experiences and helping us look at why communities are so important and here particularly in Sylacauga. And as Jesse continues to give that story of, hey, just wanting to make a difference. Thanks for joining us on the Bull Gap Journal. We talk about life, leadership, and common sense. And join us again.